Closing Ranks, written and read by Leroy Logan.
Forward, written by Steve McQueen. I first met Leroy when I was researching stories about the West Indian experience for my BBC project Small Axe, a collection of films about the real lives of extraordinary West Indians living in London from the late 60s to the early 80s, a time of struggle with the authorities for cultural identity and recognition. I was interested in stories about remarkable people or events which I felt had been ignored or swept under the carpet. Leroy's story was at once both ordinary and unique. An ordinary man who made the best of everything for himself, whether it was in his education or his determination in sticking with the police force. Even his immaculate appearance told me a story. For a West Indian man to join the police force in the early 80s, at the time of the Brixton uprisings, and stick with it in the way Leroy did, is unique. I was amazed and intrigued by the way he had stood his ground and progressed within the Metropolitan Police against so many obstacles, hostility, outright racism, and being repeatedly overlooked for promotion. What interested me the most was his way of joining the force, even though his father had recently been badly beaten up by two police officers. What kind of man was he? Steve McQueen, May 2020. Prologue: When Two Worlds Collide. Sometimes your worst nightmare can be your biggest breakthrough. In 1982, I was in my comfort zone. My first love was science, and I had secured a place in one of the most eminent teaching hospitals in the world, headed by a world-renowned gastroenterologist. CV-wise, I was set for a career in science. And then, all of a sudden, the call of policing hit. It took me completely out of my comfort zone, and in all honesty, it was my worst nightmare. In signing up for the Metropolitan Police, I would be joining an organization I had no love for. I was a victim of the sus laws growing up. I had seen the way police officers treated people who looked like me, and it was sickening. And yet, I sensed that there was a purpose for me in the Met, even though I knew that joining would set two worlds, my personal life and my professional life, on a collision course. Those two worlds started colliding before I'd even put a police uniform on, when two officers viciously assaulted my father shortly after I'd submitted my application to join the Met. They would collide again and again over the years that followed, but I never once imagined that they would collide in such a dramatic way as they did with the murder of Damilola Taylor in the autumn of 2000. I first encountered the Taylor family in the early 70s when my wife Gretel and I were dating. Damilola's father Richard is a cousin of Gretel's. I would often see him and his then girlfriend Gloria at various family events Gretel took me to. We were all in our 20s back then. Unfortunately, we lost touch after Richard and Gloria got married and returned to Nigeria to raise their family. I didn't instantly make the connection when the tragic story of Damilola's murder hit the headlines in November 2000. I can still recall the CCTV footage capturing the last moments of his life as he skipped innocently from the library on his way home to the North Peckham estate. Those vivid images touched my heart, both as a parent and as a police officer. A murder investigation, codename Operation Seal, was launched shortly afterwards, but I quickly gathered from reliable internal sources that it wasn't making much progress.